Thank you all for being here. I would like to speak rather briefly to the point about the basics of Zen practice, especially here now for our retreat. We will be sitting together about 2 days, which in some ways is a very long time, in some ways a very short time. But the point, first of all, is simply to give ourselves to our practice. This is a valuable opportunity. All of us have made preparations. Family have had to sacrifice because we are here. So please make good use of this precious opportunity. Because of the small number, 13 of us all together, in a way it's perhaps more informal, less formal, more, as Harm suggested, like kind of like a family, which is very nice. We can, mostly in silence, support each other in our practice, sitting together, as Jaap mentioned, really give each other strength in our practice. Some of you may be rather tired now. You may have had to come some distance, a lot of traffic, rather stressful. So I would suggest, if you're tired, during the breaks today, for example, after the meals, rest. Take a rest as much as you can so that tonight you will be fresh to practice. Be aware of if your body is tired already in starting, and if it is, there are breaks. Make use of them to rest, and then you will be fresh to continue on for the retreat. Don't be preoccupied, too concerned with states of mind or levels. If you can, with the rest of us, we will be sitting through the nights. There are breaks, there are times to rest, but it's a rather rigorous, rather strict, tight schedule. But there is a good reason for this. I think you all understand that. That's why you're here. We're not involved in a competition. This isn't some kind of a macho practice, but rather we're creating kind of a special environment here, putting away our cell phones and our daily concerns so that we really can pour ourselves into the practice of the moment. You don't need to create some problem to think about. The most important thing is to be totally present. What is going on now, right here, right now? If you can be fully present right here and right now, the practice can go rather smoothly. There probably still will be some pain, maybe you will be tired at times, but you won't be creating unnecessary problems and ideas and thoughts and hopes and expectations and so on. We already have everything that we need to complete practice. Every one of us, right here, right now. we all have everything that we need to complete our practice. A retreat is a precious opportunity to open ourselves to that fact. Not to create one, but to open ourselves to that fact. I asked you, or actually Harun asked you, to email me about where you are in your practice. Some of you did right away, very appreciative. Others took some time and felt it perhaps a little strange question, and in a way, of course, it is a bit of a strange question. Are we measuring something? You know, am I between 85 and 86? Of course, that's not the intention. The intention is, before this retreat, for all of us to consider ourselves. How is my practice going? To look seriously at that fact. Very simply, for example, do I sit every day? I told myself I was going to sit every day. Do I actually practice every day? Well, maybe not, but to be aware of what your present life and practice is. Maybe there will be some feeling of dissatisfaction. I don't feel my sitting is going very well. Okay. It's good to be aware of that coming into a retreat. It may inspire you, motivate you to sit a bit more regularly before the retreat. This may be helpful preparation. You may find, when you are asked that question, where are you in your practice, that you honestly don't know. I don't have a clue. I don't know. Fine. That is important to see, that you do not know where you are in your practice. Recognize that. In a way, that's a good place to start. Certainly better than in the midst of all kinds of expectations and hopes and dreams and stories of someone else, somewhere else, right? This is in no sense a competition. We're all practicing together and supporting ourselves. But naturally, each one of us is in a different place. Naturally, we all have a past. So in our practice, as we begin this retreat, it can be valuable to have some sense of where you are, even if it is totally lost. I have no idea. Okay, good. That's where we begin. That's where we begin. When we have one-on-one and you have a chance to go and to meet me in the room face-to-face, there's no need for explanations, but simply to express, to state frankly, simply, briefly, where you are. And from there, we can help you in your practice. But first, for you, each one of you, to be aware where you are, right here and right now. That is a valuable place to begin the practice. And it's also very, very simple in a way. It can be very complicated when we are too involved in our thoughts and other things. But actually, it's very, very simple to see clearly where we actually are. I'm sitting with a whole lot of pain. There it is. Or I'm sitting and it feels great. There it is. Don't create things. In other words, well, I'm supposed to have some kind of a great doubt, or I'm supposed to have some kind of a really transcendent state of mind or something, so I'm going to try to create. That has nothing to do with it. Zen is not a state of mind, high, low, above or below. It begins with recognizing where we are, right here and right now. Is there a great doubt driving you? If there is, fine. Recognize that and express it in the one-on-one. Drive through it all the way to the bottom in your sitting zazen. If you don't have a great doubt, that's fine too. But recognize what is present at the moment. Once again, you don't have to create, I don't have a great doubt, but maybe I'll make one. I'll borrow somebody, I read about somebody. That's not yours. Once again, if you have something that is driving you in your practice, fine. Let's take it all the way to the end, once and for all, and be clear about it. If you don't have a great doubt, that's fine too, just as well. But sit thoroughly, completely in that. Do you see? What is present for you, being honest and sincere, right into the bottom of yourself. If there is a great doubt there, sit right through it. If there is not, sit right through that. Being honest with ourselves, many of us may find, I've practiced, as some of you have said, I've practiced years, and yet sometimes I feel like, yes, maybe I'm a much better person because of it. It's hard to tell, but I suppose I'm a much better person because of my Zen practice. Other times you may think, I haven't learned anything. I'm still trying to begin. Okay? Recognize what is going on in your practice. Really give yourself to the practice. These next 2 days are a precious opportunity to do just that. Beware giving yourself completely to the practice is not the same as sitting there expecting the practice to give something to you. It's not the same thing. Sitting there expecting, perhaps hoping, waiting for something to happen, for the practice to give something to you, is what Dogen and others call delusion, an illusion. Zazen is very simply giving that very self completely to the practice. The very posture that we take helps us in that way. You will see, if there's something in you that is still expecting or hoping to get something, right? To get something from the practice, what's going to happen? You all already know, don't you? You'll be very frustrated sometimes. You'll probably be very happy at moments, but you'll also be very frustrated. It's rather natural, isn't it? You might even get angry or frustrated. Okay? If that is what happens, see it clearly. recognize what is happening. Sit. One of the great values of sitting through the night isn't to see, you know, how strong we can be or how much we can withstand or how long we can go without sleeping. It really doesn't have anything to do with that. It's more a matter of taking this time, 2 days, to really give ourselves fully to this precious practice, to once and for all get to the bottom of what we call ourselves, and then to work from there. So please be aware. Don't sit there. You may not even be fully aware of it, but you're actually sitting there waiting, hoping, expecting this to give you something. That's not Buddhist practice. I think you can see why, and yet it can still be going on. There can still be remnants of that. If we're really sincere in our practice, pure, so to speak, in our practice, giving ourselves completely, there can be no question, no time to consider. How is it? Can it be better? Should it be stronger? Should I do it more? Should I do it less? All of these questions arise because we are not giving ourselves fully to the practice. Hadum has arranged this retreat, Lucas has helped, and so have others, so that in effect you can do just that. You don't have to worry about the meals, about the sitting, about the walking, about anything. Almost everything is taken care of. Now, maybe remember to wash your dishes after the meal, but otherwise, everything is being given to you. So please strive to be worthy and give yourself completely in this precious practice. So on the one hand, I warn you about not sitting, expecting, hoping. On the other hand, I warn you, don't become what we could call a meditation machine, a zazen machine. Just sit and sit and sit, perhaps with some thought of perfecting yourself without the least bit of human feeling or sentiment. This is not zazen either. This is what's called sitting in a dark, dull cave. Our sitting, giving ourselves completely, without any expectations, without any need for hope, simply giving ourselves completely, right there, that practice is already full of concern for others. You don't have to be aware of it. You don't have to think about it. Is everybody included? What about the Bolivians? Simply give yourself completely to the practice, and I assure you, all beings will be saved. But we begin very simply by giving ourselves moment to moment, sometimes in pain, perhaps sometimes in bliss, sometimes feeling very good, sometimes feeling very sleepy, but continuing patiently, giving ourselves, all of ourselves, to the practice. There's no need to create anything. Simply be fully aware of what is going on right here, right now. You will see, it's only 2 days, but it will start to become constant. It will start to become the way that you are. It will no longer be something that you are doing on the cushion. Do you see? By doing it on the cushion and struggling, perhaps, for hours, eventually, quite naturally, it gets to the point where the sitting itself stands. The sitting itself goes to the bathroom, has a meal, takes a rest, and comes back and sit. This is very valuable, you see, because then the practice is no longer a matter of taking a specific form in a certain posture at a certain time. However, we usually come to that by sitting in a specific posture for many hours with a bell and the clappers and all of that. Is it absolutely necessary? Nope. None of it. None of it. Not one thing. And yet, it's very helpful. The purpose is not just for us to sit here for long periods and torture ourselves. The point is, naturally, effortlessly, usually after a great deal of effort, to simply have the practice be the way that we are. Not coming and going, not beginning and ending. This is a very good way for the practice to mature. I'll talk about it Saturday morning at the end of the retreat, but of course then the question is, when the retreat is over, how can we best go back to the world, so to speak, and in a way continue the practice, but in a way not be wrapped up in trying to maintain some kind of retreat schedule at home with our families, which is very disruptive. But again, I will go into that at the end of the retreat Saturday morning. Does anyone have any question or any concern now? In one-on-one, it's an opportunity for you and me to get to the bottom of ourselves together. Many of the questions and concerns that people bring to one-on-one are actually almost everyone's concern. So if you have a concern that is not just your own, but perhaps is almost everyone's concern, we have a few minutes now. Please feel free to speak up and express that concern for yourself and for everyone else. Does anyone have something they would like to ask about? Please feel free.
It's not more like a question or a doubt, but it's more like it's difficult to explain to other people why I'm sitting, why I'm doing this, why I'm going here. Am I crazy? What is it? For myself, I can't explain it to other people. It always gives a strange feeling because it feels good, but I can't explain it. It's a bit silly.
Well, it's not really a concern for the retreat, but it is a concern when you go back and you want to maybe share this with someone that you care about and they think you're crazy. Some people can very well understand. As you know, you come back from a retreat and they can see it. Oh, something happened to you, right? You don't even have to say anything, but they can see that you've gone through something. Other people, you can talk until you're blue in the face, as we say, and try to explain, you know, how long we sat, what it felt like and everything. No, they will have no idea. it's not bad or good, but that's the way it is. I wouldn't worry too much about it. But I understand your concern. I know you want to share it with people, and sometimes they think you're crazy. But perhaps that's something more for Saturday morning at the end of the retreat than now. I don't think we have that problem here. So let's maybe, if you like, I will take that up Saturday, okay? At the end of the retreat. Okay. So if there are, Patrick, do you have? So if there are no other questions or concerns, I will try tomorrow morning and also Saturday morning to leave time at the end of the talks. Again, if you have some concern you would like to bring up for everyone. But for now, we are beginning this retreat. Very simply, the best way to begin, for all of us, I think, is simply by gathering all of our energies into one. If you have a great doubt, fine, gather it all into one. If you don't, fine, gather that all into one. Okay? Wherever you are at, whether you've been practicing for 30 years or 30 days, I suggest you begin by gathering all of your energy into one. To be specific, at least in the beginning, below your belly, not in your head, for example, or out here somewhere, but below your belly, in the center, below your belly. Naturally, don't force it. You don't need more energy than you have. People often think, but I'm not there yet. I'm not at the place where I can gather all into one. No, you are, but you may want a bigger one than you have. You don't need any more energy than what you actually have. Simply don't waste it worrying about whether you have enough. If you don't waste that energy with unnecessary secondary concerns, you have enough. You have enough. Simply, and again, the breath is very, very helpful here. We're not adding anything. I'm not asking you to take up a koan or a mantra or something, some doctrine from a book. Simply what we are all already using. Without it, we would be dead. Our breath. Right? We're not adding anything. But simply, usually people say following the breath. That's wrong. You're not following the breath. You are in accord with the breath. You are not separate from the breath. Don't follow it. Be it. Don't force it. Don't try to imitate. Gradually over time, it becomes more restful, deeper, and slower. If you try to make it slower, it will get faster, right? Because you're trying. So patiently, simply pour the energy that you have into it and gather all into one. Mind wanders, no problem. Simply bring it back. Mind wanders again, no problem. Simply bring it back. Don't waste energy getting angry with yourself, for example. Right? That's also wandering from it. So if you wander, simply be aware of it and bring it back. You don't need to judge yourself or to get angry. Simply return. It's always here. As I said, you have everything you need. Simply, in the beginning, gather all into one. From there, the practice through the one-on-one can go smoothly.